We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Mr. Mayor, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Morty. How you doing?
Fantastic. Tell our folks what you did for most of last night, sir.
Yeah. When we took office, we knew that Public Works will be our number one priority. So yesterday around 5:30 a.m., we went down to Division 4 to talk to the workers, to let them know that we're going to work with them. We know that there's a lot of the issues they still have. They need more equipment. They need more manpower, but we was going to be with them, and that they wouldn't hear us talk negative. All they would hear us talk is about positive and how we together can help create a city where we get the snow off the streets and everything else. So last night the snow came, and I had my team go out with everybody. I had Jake Wheatley on the north side. I had Jake Pollock on the south end, and myself, I was in Brookline. And, you know, I was there because, one, I wanted to understand how the equipment was used and how many big trucks they had on the road, how many small trucks they had to hit the secondary streets, and what did they still need. And, you know, the guy, Matt, he was incredible last night. Let me say that first and foremost. I was very proud of the Public Works employees. They did a great job. Today we'll be hitting a lot of the secondary streets. But last night it was an eye-opener because, you know, he was the only big truck that they had that right now could get down, could go up into Brookline and do what was necessary to do. He did a phenomenal job. I'll tell you a short story, Marty. We were on a street called Queensboro. It's a hill. And so he told me that he goes up backwards because the reason why he goes up backwards is because when the salt comes out, he can come back down and go back up to where, as the salt is melting, he's getting more traction to be able to get to the top of the hill, which was phenomenal because most of the time people think you come down front ways. But he went up back ways so that he can make sure that he got the whole hill. The thing that I saw last night, Marty, was one, there was a family. They were snowed in. We helped them out. We did the street. But as we were doing the street, we also got the shovel and snowed them out. But there was also an accident on Queensboro last night, where a guy slid down and hit a car. So I had the details that I had the detail, placed detail at the top of the hill so no more cars could come down until he got that hill done. And he got that hill done, and it was amazing. So, you know, was it a perfect picture last night, Marty? No, but I've been in the city my whole life. There's never going to be a perfect picture for a snow day. We have room for improvement. But last night I was very happy with the employees of Public Works. They went to work, and they did a hell of a job understaffed and everything else.
I think it's amazing what you did. You didn't call the big media folks in. You didn't say, hey, where's my camera shot? What you did was you got with the folks who live it, and you lived it, and you saw it firsthand. The message this sends to this town is, I give a damn, and I understand what the problems are. And I think that's vital, don't you, sir?
Absolutely. And I, you know, I also want to say thank you to Anthony Coghill, Councilman Coghill, because he met me out there yesterday, and we gave him I watched Matt tell him just how we were going to go around and plow the streets and the hills. I call them mountains in Brookline. And he did that. So I also want to thank Councilman Coghill for coming out and just getting the understanding of the lay of the land and what we were going to do. But Marty, you hit the nail right on the head. Listen, we understand how important the streets are. We understand how important it is to get snow removal done. Like I said before, it wasn't a perfect picture last night. We understand the deficiencies that we have, and we're willing to go improve them, but I was happy with them because they did a great job and they got it done. The main arteries, majority of the main arteries to the city is done. You can get around. Secondary streets will be hit today, so I'm very proud of Public Works.
Mayor Ganey, you know, you said it wasn't perfect. What's fascinating about the 4th Division, they only had four trucks last night out of 10. They had no foreman or supervisor. They were both out. So you saw firsthand the issues, didn't you, sir?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I know personnel is an issue, and we have to address that. But, you know, Marty, I'll be honest, so is the equipment. We're going to have to address that. This was a learning for us. This was the last night was learning to see what was needed. We hear a lot about it, but until you get out there with the people to do this every single day, you really don't get a picture of exactly what they're going through or the equipment that they need and why they need it. Last night was educational. I want to say thank you to Matt. I want to say thank you to 4th Division. You know, and like I said, we are going to work with them. There's no microwave meals. It's not going to happen overnight, but we're going to improve over time. That's a promise.
Mayor Gainey, I really appreciate you taking the time out because I think the city knows that you're here to hit the streets hard and that you grew up here and you know these streets. And I tell you what, it put a big smile on my face this morning at a time where folks get real irritated by the weather. Thank you, sir. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you, Bonnie, and have a great weekend.
All right, man.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.